We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We pivot now to the Harbor One hotline because, this is a guy you may have heard of. And, in fact, last year we smartened him up to David Ortiz. He is now Major League Baseball Hall of Famer David Ortiz. Once again with Gresh and Keith here during the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund radio telethon. Big Poppy, good morning. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Hall of Famer. How about that? That has to feel good every time you hear that.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Of course, you know, I mean, it is wonderful, you know. Can't be a Hall of Famer. Right now, I mean, it was an incredible ceremony and always with the support of New England and my country, the American Republic. I mean, it was wonderful.
Hey, David, what do these couple of days, this Jimmy Fund radio telethon, what has it meant to you? Because the whole time you were with the Red Sox, this was a big part of it, you and your teammates going over there, seeing some of the kids, seeing them at spring training. What does this whole thing mean to you?
Well, when it comes down to Jimmy Fund and the way this goes down, I mean, you can never get disconnected. There's no way. I mean, when this kind of day shows up, everybody's is ready to donate. Everybody's ready to do something to continue raising money and celebrating this activity based on, you know, raising money to help people, to fight disease. I mean, this is something that I always look forward to.
David Ortiz is with us on the Harbor One Hotline here on the WEI Ness and Jimmy Fund radio telethon. And not only the connection, David, but, you know, when you see the hope on the kids' faces because they're at the Jimmy Fund, and then a guy like you walks in the door. And I know that a lot of people, hey, Poppy's here, my God, everybody wants to swarm. But when you get the look of the eyes of a kid who is battling cancer, it's just a different kind of connection for someone like you. It's got to be, isn't it?
It's a crazy feeling because no one of us is ready or prepared to see a child struggle. You know, I got four kids on my own, and trust me, I know exactly how they feel when you have a sick child. You were in a struggle. You want pass that to yourself. God, why is not me the one going through it instead of my kid? You know, it's something that it's something that once I got to the Red Sox organization and they connect you with, it's something that at some point it turned out to be personal. Every time, every year, when it comes down to Jimmy Fund, I want to do something to make a change, to make a difference, you know. And I also try to encourage my teammates, the new guys coming in that don't know about it, to get familiar with, because we make that type of impact in the community and with those kids also.
Dave, got to ask you about this Red Sox team. Obviously a very disappointing season. What do you think the biggest issue has been with them?
Well, I would say when it's a long season, and sometimes when you have a lot of new players, and a ball club like the Red Sox, sometimes the chemistry can be an issue. Sometimes the intensity that comes along with it can be an issue. And it's hard sometimes to line up 25 guys in the clubhouse to follow up or continue, stay focused all year round to get to the promised land, you know. And as an organization, I think that for next year, it's gonna be some changes that are going to happen. It's going to have to happen so we don't have the season that we had this year. Plus, you know, injuries always, when it comes down to a team playing the way they did or they are this year, injuries, you know, take a big place and or play a big role in during the season. And hopefully that's not the case next year.
David Ortiz is with us. And, Poppy, you know, Rich Keefe and I, like, we believe in closers. We believe in certain things that are have been a part of the game of baseball for a long time. But when you played the game, there still was an emphasis on, like, on-base percentage, and you still drove the ball out of the ballpark. Now it feels like if you're not, like, socking dingers and striking out all the time, that it's almost like you're a bad player. I wonder if you played in this era, like, do you think you would just hit more home runs? Because you were an all-around hitter. It feels like we have less all-around hitters. But then again, if you were in today's game where they were telling you to go up and swing out of your shoes, you might have hit 70 dongs in a year.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I have major issues with the way they are teaching these kids how to play the game nowadays. You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, nobody teach me how to hit homer. Homer was the last thing you were thinking about when it comes down to hit. You want to make sure that you stay through the ball. You want to make sure that you track the ball really well. You want to make sure that you have an idea what the pitcher was going to try to do against you. And then the next thing was, I want to make sure that I put a good swing on the ball. The hitting for the fence type of thing, you have to go through all that to then begin to think about hitting the home run. But it seems like more likely hitters, all they think about is hitting home runs. Now then, that's why you see so many guys hitting, you know, a bad batting average. And unfortunately, a lot of the hitters nowadays, they're not even hitting for power or batting average because of it. So I think baseball need to go back to the basics, which it was, because I heard some guys commenting and talking about, oh, RBIs are not important nowadays. You know, home run is the most important thing. Yeah, but hitting homers is not that easy, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So don't give me that crap. I don't buy into it. All this swinging for the fence thing. I mean, it just to me, sometimes I sit down to watch baseball and I sometimes get to be boring because it's the expected. What you expect is what you see over and over and over. Guys striking out. And sometimes it gets to the point that it made no sense. Batters need to figure things out, because I realized the other day that pitchers, because of their power nowadays, they made more mistakes. So batters should be better because of the mistake. Because I used to make my living out of the pitcher's mistake. You know what I'm saying? So now I sit down to watch the game and I see guys missing a spot more often than what they used to. So you would think that batters should be better because of the mistake, and they are worse. So batters need to figure things out in a better way.
Well, one guy, David, who clearly is an all-around hitter is Rafael Devers. And I know a lot of fans are a little bit worried. There's no contract extension yet. We just saw Mookie Betts get traded a couple of years ago. Hopefully Rafael Devers isn't the next guy. Safe to say you feel like the Red Sox should pay this guy what he wants to keep him.
Well, he is what everybody wants. He is what everybody wants. And in an era where everybody's struggling hitting wise. He's one of the best hitters in the game, so we need to figure out how to keep this kid. And I've been saying that for the past couple of years. I've been saying that for a while. I mean, this kid is legit. He reminds me so much myself when it comes down to hitting because he's fearless. When I see Deborah step up the play, I got no doubt that something is about to happen. You know, I mean, he's one of those elite hitters in the game right now, and everybody know what the market, what it comes with. Everybody know that guys like that deserve to be paid. So let's not be stupid. I mean, it's what the game is all about. I mean, you find a guy like him, that's a keeper. Young, talented, one of the best hitters in the game. I mean, the guy, you don't even know that he's in the clubhouse because he have that type of personality. He's quiet, you know. He's the guy that he, you know, he work hard. He gets to the field early. You can see that he want to get better every day. I mean, what else you want? What else can you ask to a player?
Right. Big Poppy, I know that last year we introduced you to a character on our show, David Ortiz. We figured it's a way to get into the pizza game if you wanted to. So we have to ask you the obligatory food question. Did you see the video of the guy who hollowed out the hot dog to drink a beer out of the hot dog? David Ortiz, your thoughts on drinking a beer through a hollowed out hot dog?
It sounds like that was a full meal.
Yeah.
He basically was having the beer through the hot dog. I mean, that's a lot of creativity in there. I had never seen anything like that before, but I hope you enjoy the meal.
Well, David, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us today from the Dominican. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your time and your thoughts and always the credibility and your celebrity that you lend to the Jimmy Fund as we're raising monies today. Good to talk to you again, Big Poppy. Hopefully we get you soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
There we go. David Ortiz. Thanks, David. Joining Gresham Keefe here on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. 877-738-1234 to donate. You can text KCANCER to 20222 to give $25 and, of course, jimmyfund.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.